ask the question, how are you doing? And the question can be answered any number of ways. When I ask it during this hour of the Good Day program, this is Good Day Health, I asked Dr. Jack Stockwell and I asked Dr. Ken Kronhaus, when people say, how do I feel? Or you ask them, how do you feel? It's because you want to find out, you want to get to the root of information about their health and well-being. So let's see how much of that we can follow and pursue with Jack here, who is a registered, licensed NUCA chiropractor, also a practitioner who helps people heal. It's about healing, but more importantly, it's about trying to prevent disease. And so his podcast that you can find at ForbiddenDoctor.com are very helpful when it comes to dealing with problems. Hopefully, you pay attention before you get sick. There are a lot of maladies that need a lot of attention, but there are a lot of things that you can do to prevent. Now, in your own life, Jack and Mary, your wife, you do these podcasts that are up every week. What do you do? Just give us a quick lesson in how Jack and Mary are working through their routine to prevent themselves from getting sick later in life. What's the number one thing you and your wife do to prevent illness in the two of you?
We try to avoid, and we're like anybody else. I mean, we still have our weaknesses, and we still have where we cheat here a little bit now and then with sugar. But we try to cut way back on the amount of sugar that we consume.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar offers no nutritional value whatsoever. It's just the way I try to describe the effect of sugar on the body is like if you're sitting around kind of a campfire and somebody comes up and throws a quart of gasoline on the fire.
Right.
That's what sugar does inside the body.
Yeah, I posted something, by the way. It's like this is karma or karmic. I posted something on my Facebook page today entitled, Sugar Doesn't Just Feed Cancer, It Produces Cancer Cells.
It suppresses the immune system.
Yeah.
Anything we do, like stress, anything we do that suppresses the immune system, mm-hmm. Eventually the cells are going to get sick enough that cancer is going to emerge. But it's not just avoiding sugar. We try to get all of the saturated animal fats that we can.
Yep. Well, belly fat, right?
Not belly fat.
Belly fat.
Well, you've
belly
got
fat
yeah.
comes from belly.
Yeah. That belly fat comes from sugar. Belly mm-hmm. fat comes from processed carbohydrates. And then we supplement because you can't eat well enough. You can't. I don't care how closely you keep in touch with local farmers' markets. I don't care how careful you are to make sure you get grass-fed beef or lamb or whatever else of an animal source you're eating, how mm-hmm. careful you are about deep-sea ocean fish and staying away from commercial farm fish, how careful you are about free-range eggs from chickens where the yolk is just as orange as a harvest moon instead of yellow the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Even as careful as you are like this, I think I mentioned once before a long time ago this picture of that Remington, you know, in all his great Western pictures that he painted.
Right.
One of the more striking is a couple of Indian braves on their ponies trying to bring down a massive buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the Indians has been knocked off his horse, and it looks like the buffalo is going to come after him. And the other Indian has his bow just pulled back as far as he possibly can with his arrowhead pointed at the neck of the buffalo. And mm-hmm. underneath of it, a very wise person put, excellence in nutrition has never been an easy project. And it's the same thing today. It requires somebody's full-time effort to be able to put on the table with supplements, food-based supplements, not this artificial crap out there, food-based supplements, to be able to make sure the heart is getting what it needs, the liver, the kidneys, the adrenals, the brain, the thyroid, the gonads. Everything is getting the important food and nutrition that it needs to survive. And it's a full-time job just for one person to do that for a family.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this, I'm reading as I'm listening to you, I'm looking at this overview of the harmful foods, the sugars, and the biggest culprit other than the flour that's used in bread and cookie and cakes and stuff that's so harmful to your health. These diet sodas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The diet sodas.
Some of the latest
research.
To
be an alternative to this in the 60s.
It makes you hungry. It gives you the munchies.
Right. Yeah. It's just, and so some of this stuff is practical. I'm a smart guy, and I'm not smart enough to have eliminated sugar from my diet. I have not. I should ban them all, because when you look at what they do to your body, it's, you know, but it becomes, it's an addiction. I don't have addictions to anything else. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do a lot of things. I mean, maybe addicted to being on the radio and talking to people and enjoying that part of my life. But under the circumstances, the ice cream, the cake, the pies, the cookies, I'm trying to stay away from bread. But all of these, you've said this to me, and you even have had this issue yourself, you know, getting away from these things that you should never,
difficult.
Ever eat. It's very difficult. Yeah. We've got it in our system. Yeah.
Well,
but you need to do it.
You know, you either have the energy source that drives our bodies is either carbohydrate, sugar-based, or it's fat-based.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can train your body, when you start to cut back on the sugars and start to cut back on the processed carbohydrates, and you get some more saturated fat in your body, your weight will fall off like a rock.
Yep.
And you will get consistent energy release instead of highs and lows, hyperthyroid, hypothyroid, hyperglycemic, hypoglycemic, these kinds of up and down roller coaster energy deficiencies and boosts that we get because we eat sugar, because sugar is consumed so fast by the cells because it's a quick energy release.
How much of this stuff affects your gut? Your big thing is the gut and how healthy the gut. If your gut is healthy, everything in your body is healthy. So how much is your gut affected by sugar?
Well, it feeds the bacteria that has a negative effect on the system. You have good bacteria, you have bad bacteria. In fact, there is more genetic material, as we've talked about in the past, of bacteria, microbes inside of you than there is human DNA. There's more microbial DNA in you by a long shot. And everybody has, on average, anywhere from 4 to 5 pounds of bacteria in the gut at any time. That's from the mouth all the way to the bottom, about 4 to 5 pounds. And when you have a sufficient amount of the good bacteria that is giving us B vitamins, it's giving us amino acids, it's giving us various kinds of essential fatty acids, it wants us to stay alive, so it gives us what we need in return for a nice warm place to grow. And you can't escape it. It's there. Microbes are everywhere. But when you feed sugar, you give the food to the less than positive bacteria. I don't want to call it bad, because even the bad bacteria has a place inside of us. And it has an overgrowth like candida. Candida can grow these little tendrils that penetrate the gut wall and actually go into the abdominal cavity, the peritoneum, different parts of the body that can have a serious, serious adverse effect and literally kill us. Get us to the point where our bodies just can't function. Our livers fail. Our kidneys fail. Mm. And a lifetime of sugar will do that to you.
It's amazing what a few small changes can do to keep you healthier. It really is. It's like being exposed. A friend of mine had lunch yesterday with a guy and went over to a restaurant in Playa del Rey, which is over near the airport. And it was a Whole Foods, all vegetable. This is the kind of restaurant. He knew the kind of restaurant I wanted to go to. So we had cucumbers that were pickled. We had some sort of it was a white rice-based pasta that tasted like scallops. I don't know how they did that, but it was, the meal was fabulous. And it was the only meal I had yesterday. Other than when I'm on the air, I eat lots of fruits and yogurt and that sort of thing. And then when I'm out in California, Jack, I don't eat as much. And that's perhaps a good thing as well.
Well, in warmer climates, we have less of an appetite.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then that may be the case. All right, so Jack and I are talking about how to take his years of experience and focus in on the things that you that are obvious, but yet they need. I think you just need to reinforce these things. Just have us conversationally address these things from time to time. And at the beginning of the year, a lot of people are trying to lose large amounts of weight quickly. And so regardless of your situation, information from Jack gives you, I think, some of the potential help that you need. Also, Jack is responsible with his wife, that forbidden doctor. I got my forbidden doctor long life energy enzymes here.
I've had mine.
To help restore normal pancreatic function. Pancreatic cancer will kill you faster than anything else will. So this keeps everything working smoothly, good for the gut. And then there are the ageless thyroid restorative capsules. Thyroid function is so important. So there's the story. You can check out all the pros and cons at ForbiddenDoctor.com of the ageless thyroid and the long life energy enzymes created by Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here on Good Day Health, 21 after the hour.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A friend of mine has spent years in Washington, D.C., and as a history buff, is an excellent tour guide. But he had to stop giving tours of the Capitol's most famous landmarks because the government now says all tour guides must have permits. In New York City, the powerful Tour Guides Association requires a certification test, which all guides must pass to get a license from the city. The test, of course, is filled with mundane details like dates and other statistics that bore most tourists. If we look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see that tour guides are not a threat to public health or safety. What's next? You're under arrest for showing your friends around town?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In January of 1776, American patriot Thomas Paine published a pamphlet called Common Sense. It helped spark the American Revolution. This January, as we think about our goals for the coming year, let's revisit this historic document and hear what Paine told his fellow colonists. In his opening paragraph, Paine wrote, and I quote, "A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right, and raises, at first, a formidable outcry in defense of custom." In today's language, he was saying that it's easy to lose sight of how wrong something is when it becomes an everyday part of one's life. Let's be fair. That's exactly why we've used these segments each week to highlight the negative impact that excessive litigation has on daily life in America. Now, as we start a new year, we're also going to share stories about how excessive government regulation holds America back. It's time to challenge the status quo. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to help you think about your health, your well-being, how you're doing with your New Year's resolutions to lose weight or stop smoking or the things that people do. How about exercising? I'm on a new sort of exercise routine, thinking about different practical ways to deal with the aging body. We all have different needs, and you go about strengthening your body in different ways. There is a podcast that is associated with the Forbidden Doctor as well that Jack and Mary do every week. Hundreds of thousands of downloads. The podcast, Sorry Angelina, Your Genes Don't Do Anything. What is that all about?
That comes out this Friday.
This Friday.
Yeah, and it's what it's about is what really controls the body. And it's not your genes. Your genes don't make things happen in the body any more than architectural blueprints build a house. There is something else that takes information from genes to build and organize the body, just as a contractor has to come along and take blueprints to build a house. That's all genes are, blueprints. And the overwhelming majority of genes that are in our in the nucleus of the cells are never used. They're never tapped. They're never expressed.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, the human genome that's actually involved with building a human being uses far less of the genes present than the genes that actually are involved in making a human body. Really? I just saw this off-the-cuff report the other day that said half the genes in the human body are the same as the genes that are in a banana.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember. I talked about that when I went to some seminar on figuring out what was going on in the body and how similar some of the fruits are. And, yeah, bananas are very similar in DNA to our body. So why wouldn't we want to have as much of that in our body?
Well,
eat a banana every day or two bananas or three bananas a day.
Well, we've been on this planet long enough now that our bodies have become part of the community of life on this planet.
So if somebody ate us that was above us in the food chain, if some bear got a hold of us in the wildlife, I mean, in the wildlife zones of the Northwest, then they'd be better off because they're eating our DNA.
As long as they were eating somebody that ate from the earth and not from the grocery store.
Uh-huh. Well, if we want to get revenge, you get somebody who's fat and out of shape and hasn't been able to get the bad stuff in their body and they croak.
Yeah, and then eventually the bears will be worried about post-retirement investments, and and then it just upset the whole balance of life.
Why the name of the podcast? Sorry, Angelina. Who's Angelina? Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to say
Angelina Jolie.
Really?
Yeah. Well, so, she found out she had the BRCA1, BRCA2 genes.
Oh, that's
the
right. She had
the women who have BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes do not get cancer. Mm-hmm. And half of the women who get cancer of the breast do not have those genes. There's another underlying force in the body that controls what is going on in the body. And that's what this podcast is about. It's about the brain. And it's about the pictures that we have inside of our head, the stories that we have built about life, about ourselves, about other people in our brain, which releases chemicals that either sponsor health and healing and the explosion of immune response in our body, or it's a constant release of stress hormones that suppress the immune system, that causes the death of cells, that won't allow healthy cells to develop. Now, our bodies are built to be able to handle stress. The bear you mentioned, the bear's chasing you. You get enough lead time, you get in the boat, you get out in the water, you get away from it, and then you calm down. But there are people who live under stress in their jobs, in their families, their marriages, their neighborhoods, to the point where the body is constantly being besieged by immune-suppressing chemicals, and eventually cancer is going to spring out. And that's what the podcast is about.
We're going to talk about women and mammograms as we continue here in Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as one.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Another hour of Good Day Health on several hundred radio stations around the country and the podcasts that are available not only at The Forbidden Doctor, but you can hear these programs on TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, at Radio America, let's see, GCN, CRN Digital, all these places. Just fine. If you Google Doug Steffen, you'll find how to connect to all of these things. Yeah. Should you not be able to hear all of our conversations. There's a new study out this week. In the 2 years after Obamacare began, more women aged 70 and older got mammograms compared to the 2 years before the Affordable Health Care Act was established. To come to this conclusion, researchers analyzed Medicare claims for those who were over the age of 70. And then they pinpointed women, Jack, who hadn't had a mammogram in the past 2 years. They found that the mammography rate increased. So, okay, that's a political statement. And under the circumstances, I think there are lots of people who would question having mammograms. Is it passé? It usually takes place too late. I know in the case of my former wife, she had a sore back, and she felt a lump in her breast. And by the time she had it examined with a mammography, it was too late. Now, your wife had, 14 different lumps in her breast?
They stopped counting at 17.
17. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, she survived. My former wife did not. I don't know whether there is any value. Conventional wisdom would tell you with the established AMA stuff is that, yeah, you need a mammogram. I would have thought an MRI would be much more useful, frankly, but they're more expensive and the insurance companies don't want to pay for them. But I would think that would have much more value, wouldn't it, than
a
mammogram?
There was a study that was done in Sweden of 60,000 women. Mm-hmm. And of those 60,000 women, 70% of what were, you know, mammographically detected tumors were not cancerous whatsoever. They were just fibrocystic structures that can come and go. And at the same time, there were missed tumors in those 60,000 women that they found later on that came through as a false negative. And so it's the debate. Do you want to submit your breast tissue to radiation? They claim it's up to the age of 35. You really don't even need to worry about anything like that. 35 to 55, yeah, maybe, but over 55, then that's when they suggest that you do it. But some of the studies show that more breast cancer is caused by the exposure to the radiation every year in a mammogram than otherwise would occur. It's the largest cause of death of women between the ages of 35 and 55. So, you know, there's a trade-off in there somewhere. But the important thing is that it misses a lot. And a lot of what it finds that requires further testing and biopsy that can actually result in mutilation of the breast itself, because that happened to one of my sisters-in-law, just mutilated the breast trying to find this little thing that the mammogram said was there. And when they finally found it, I mean, there was a mess left. And there are other things that can be done to keep the breast healthy. And
this is an uncomfortable possibility. Women who believe their lives have been saved by mammograms, actually harmed by these screenings. I'm looking at, I think, the same study, although this one says a Danish study. You said something about Norwegian, so maybe they were done together. But you come to the same conclusion. Now, is this easy for us as men to talk about? Well, we've both been impacted. Your wife impacted by this horror. My ex-wife and mother of my children impacted by this horror. Mary figured out how to deal with it on her own and successfully created the reality in her body so that those, the 17 or however many there were, went away. My ex-wife did not, and therefore she's no longer with us. So,
well, that's our first podcast, Melting Breast Lumps at ForbiddenDoctor.com, podcast number one. What Mary did, how she did it, and to this day. And essentially what she did was she took ageless thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we took it in several different, what ageless thyroid is a compound of several other different products in one. So it's a lot less expensive, it's more comprehensive, and that's essentially what she did, as well as completely changing her diet as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we first met.
The question comes on breast cancer, again, the different schools of thought. There are those who say soy intake asserts the weaker phytoestrogens are taken up by estrogen receptors. I don't know. I'm just looking at a bit of research. Again, this is hard for men to get through, but most of the people listening to this program are women. So this is an issue that goes on and on and on and on and on. Estrogen and the fact, I don't know. Soy is supposed to not be good either. What do you think of soy?
Well, soy has unfermented soy, which is most of the soy that's out there, soy isolate and a lot of the other kinds of soy proteins that are out there, actually contain phytoestrogens. They raise the estrogen level in the body. And estrogen is a very powerful growth hormone. Estrogen in a little girl is what turns her into a woman.
Yeah.
Just as testosterone will turn a little boy into a man. But constant exposure to estrogen when after, you know, the secondary sexual characteristics are over with, we're through puberty, you know, and then life goes into emotional changes after that, the body has responded to the higher levels of estrogen. A woman's going to start going through her cycles now that's controlled by the FSH and the LH hormones coming out of the pituitary that regulate levels of estrogen and progesterone in her system so she can go through these cycles of fertility. And when that's left alone by itself for the body to take care of this, things are okay. But there's so many estrogens in our diet, and soy is one big source of it, that you're blasting the body with a form of hormonal stimulation it certainly does not need. And so the brain has these feedback mechanisms. When it's picking up all this extra estrogen coming through the bloodstream, it has to deal with that. And so it starts altering normal background hormone levels to try to deal with this additional stuff that's coming in. And so the gynecomastia, the growth of breasts on men who are not taking estrogen supplements, they're blaming that on soy and all the other the estrogens that are in plastics. The estrogens that are coming through water filtration systems in our water treatment plants that are coming back in, causing feminization of men. It's causing estrogen overload in women. And soy, for one thing, now the soy bean people will be upset with this, but the Chinese learned this thousands of years ago and have always kept their people away from estrogen unless it's fermented. And once it's fermented, and there's various kinds of oriental foods that have fermented soy in it, then it's a totally different beast. and your body can assimilate it, and it's actually nutritious for the body because it's a source of protein.
Mm.
So it's
lots
a,
of
it's
things.
A, yeah,
we're investing in our minds here with all of this, and hopefully isn't going too quickly. But I would suggest you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, get a list of all of, you can see there, all the podcasts are listed. You can get help for almost anything if you listen to each of the podcasts, about 30, 40 minutes long with Mary and Jack, and it's like a lecture. I mean, this program to a point, like a lecture, except we move fast and we go from one thing to another.
Yeah,
to
cover a bunch of subjects.
Try to cover a bunch of different things. You can email me, Doug@DougStephan.com, with questions you may have. As a matter of fact, I have a question for Madeline that we'll ask in a few minutes. Right now, though, a reminder, this program is brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Harness the power of beets. It will radically transform your health. If you have high blood pressure, you need blood flow. You need to open up the arteries. And that's what there are three important things in your body, gas-wise. There's oxygen. There's carbon. You know what? I never get the, whether it's carbon monoxide, because dioxide kills you, right? But monoxide.
They both do, but it's dioxide that the body is dealing with.
All right. And then there's nitric oxide, which comes in the best supply possible by using beets. So Super Beets is nothing more than non-GMO beets raised to their maturity, cooked well, then they are dried and powdered. So you get a canister with a spoon in it. You open up the canister, you put a spoonful in 4 ounces of water or a smoothie or whatever you want. I'm drinking it now. In my smoothie, and this will then open up the artery, the channels that bring the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every single part of your body. It's such a convenient way to specifically support healthy blood flow, healthy circulation. And that, as Jack will tell you, is the theme. You can just imagine. I think I kind of get a kick out of this. I think about it in terms of all the piping in my body, and I think about the channel in the pipe, plastic pipe, any kind of pipe, copper pipe, and how if you have a bigger pipe, the stuff gets through. Imagine your water pressure if you have a bigger pipe. Same sort of thing. So you want to keep your blood pressure regulated. That's what this does. You want to get the blood every part of your body because that's what heals your blood. Blood is the source of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really, and every cell is bathed by blood.
Yep.
The higher the oxygen content of that blood, the better. You have 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body. Mm. 60,000. That's more than twice around the earth.
Yep. All right. So this is a secret no longer. Help support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels by using Super Beets. You get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. Call 800-655-4183, or you can order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. Here's the deal for the first-timers. You get your regular 3-month supply you're paying for, a bonus 30-day supply free, a book on the Beating the Odds, which is B-E-E-T, Beat the Odds. Free shipping, mention Doug Stephan, Dr. Jack. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or order Super Beets at 800-655-4183. Why have another lethargic day? Get the energy you need. Get the stamina you need. Get the help you need. You need Super Beets. DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg bringing you product highlights from CES 2017. Family meal prep will become easier with scan-to-cook technology found in Whirlpool's smart kitchen suite of appliances. By just scanning the barcode of a frozen meal, all the cooking instructions are sent to the appropriate appliances. Remote access to preheat, start, stop, and adjust appliance temperatures with Whirlpool's app will make it easy and fast to get dinner from frozen to fork. Baldwin's evolved hardware blends luxury style and Kivo's Bluetooth technology into a smart home security solution. Issue family members and service providers e-keys for access. Get access history and unlock your home from any connected device. 18 styles and finish options make it a perfect complement to any home style. iHome's Energy Sleep Therapy speakers are a 2017 CTA Award honoree. Thanks to their ability to promote better health via better sleep, Zenergy has been endorsed by Michael Bruce, the nation's most trusted authority on sleep. These speakers combine proven sound and light therapy to help you fall asleep and wake energized. Carrier leads the connected home space with the addition of the models 5C and 7C to their core line of smart thermostats. These models make it possible to reduce utility bills by up to 20%. Setup can be done by the homeowner or authorized carrier dealer. They're compatible with most HVAC systems and voice-controlled products like Amazon's Echo or Apple's HomeKit. Pricing starts at $139. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleepforlife.com. sleepforlife.com.
An extension of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with some news on a new strain of encephalitis that has been detected in New York City. The species of mosquito that has spread encephalitis around has been a bother this past fall in New York. This strain of encephalitis, never before seen in the Western Hemisphere. There were dead birds that were examined. And so when this happens, you find some dead bird on the sidewalk, somebody picks it up and brings it to a lab and checks it out. And in this circumstance, looking at it and examining what was going on here raised the possibility of this new strain. I love these medical terms. Culex pipinus. All right. It's actually also called the St. Louis strain. Three people dead. 15 more have been infected, according to the CDC. This is a strain that is connected to the West Nile virus, mostly found in Africa. Sometimes it's been found in England around London. It was discovered in birds that died near the Bronx Zoo late this summer. So the people at the CDC say it's an interesting development from the perspective of people who study these sorts of things. It's not a development that is going to affect public health. So that's one of these things is it's a big headline, new strain of virus, and you look at a picture of mosquito and you think, oh my God, what's going to happen? And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, nothing is going to happen. So we weigh all of these things according to their value, and that's why I'd like to dig around a little bit with them here to tell you what really is stuff that you need to know versus stuff that just is interesting to know, period. That's it. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
D.C., San Antonio, and the Liberty Town, Boston and a Baton Rouge, Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco.
Yeah, let's go to San Francisco. Well, all around the country, all around the world, in fact. You can hear this program, the information that we are putting forth. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from theforbiddendoctor.com to take a look. Look, this isn't radio. Well, you can go to Forbidden Doctor. There's a look there. Don't forget to take their symptom survey so you can know your body. How does this work again, Jack?
Well, it's absolutely free, no charge whatsoever, and you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com if you haven't done this and click on the symptom survey, and we're constantly evolving, constantly changing how we're doing this to get information back even faster to people who take the survey and fill out the questions, and then they email it to us. It automatically, of course, takes place, and then we try to get an answer back to them as fast as possible, what we suggest they should do. Now, whether they do it or not, it's their business. I mean, there's no charge, no obligation. We just, hey, this is based on what you have to say, based on the medications you're taking, based on the surgeries you had, based on the things that concern you the most right now, this is what we think you should be doing.
A question on how often you should move your bowels. Up next with Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
All right, Jordan wants to know, the statement here is a lot of health people bragging about how often they move their bowels, and the question has to come on, or does seem to come on, the consistent bowel movements. Do you move yours the same time every day? Is that natural? How important is it to move your bowels regularly? I don't mind telling you, I have I'm very regular.
No, well, I am too.
And thankful
how often
for that,
do you,
frankly.
How often do you want the trash can picked up out in front of your house?
I want it picked up when it's full.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so exactly. And the number one stimulus for the bowel to evacuate itself, to have a bowel movement, is gastric expansion, the stretching of the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat a large meal, you're going to, and you're normal, you're going to be having a bowel movement within the next hour. If you eat the same thing for breakfast every day, and the same thing for lunch, and the same thing for dinner, and the same thing for snacks, as far as content and quantity is concerned, or quality, you're going to have probably a bowel movement about the same time every day. You ought to have at least one a day.
Yep.
And if
I
you're
have three or, normally.
Yeah, well, at least one.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like I said, the biggest stimulus is eating. When you eat, room's made for this stuff.
I find when the phone rings and somebody asks me a question sometimes that's important, it starts my stomach working. If you are made nervous by something, that seems to stimulate going to the bathroom. That's not unusual, is it?
No. We work on rhythms. We work on cycles. There are people who are in a production plant or something like this, and there's a break whistle or there's a lunch whistle, and immediately digestive juices start flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever our rhythms are, not just the circadian rhythm, but other kinds of rhythms and cycles that we go through, will trigger certain physiological effects inside of our body. The need to urinate, the need to defecate, the need to sit down and take a break. Just daydreaming. Things like this are triggered by the stimulus around us when we're on autopilot and we're not paying attention to what's going on within us. And so these kind, when you get in the car, what do you do when you first get in the car to drive to work in the morning or whatever, the gym or wherever it is you go? If you watch yourself, you'll notice yourself going through these steps you do every single day without ever thinking about it. And the same mm-hmm. thing in the home. The same thing at the workplace. And these will trigger things inside of the body, not the least of which is the need to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. So that's a healthy sign.
Sure.
In reality, it's a very healthy
sure.
sign.
It's
all right, folks, look, boy, we had a wide-ranging conversation in this hour of Good Day Health. All this information put in between your ears so that you will take note and hopefully be aware of what's going on in your body. That's the number one message here. You need to know. Jack will tell you. Ken will tell you. You need to know what's going on in your body. So check it out, as it were. 59 past the hour. Good Day Health.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest...